Hey, has lichen sclerosis messed with your relationships? You know, partner, family, friends, even at work? Then you need to join us at the Holistic Healing Summit this May 13th to the 17th, because we're bringing all the experts. We're going to be talking about intimacy, sex, as well as how do you talk to your family, friends, provider, boss? All of those things. And this is a free event, live, virtually, so you can catch it anywhere in the world, May 13th to the 17th, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. We've got sessions going on all day. Get more information at lssupportnetwork.org/WHS. That's lssupportnetwork.org/WHS. I'm really excited to come and talk to you today about the Holistic Healing Summit, because it is a passion project for the Lichen Sclerosis Support Network. We've been doing this. This is going to be our fourth year. This is how we were able to become a nonprofit, how we were able to just start this mission of providing education, easy to understand, evidence-based education, working with the best providers, working with experts from all over the world to get you the information you need. Because let's face it, there's a big lack of knowledge. There's a big lack of providers, and we can't all afford to travel to where they are. We can't afford to see them. So this way, we can all collectively gain that knowledge and education and not have to go broke, right? I just want to give you a little background about me. If you don't know who I am, my name is Kathy Ruiz Carter, and I am executive director, co-founder of Lichen Sclerosis Support Network. And this started in 2021. With a little show I called Lichen Sclerosis Podcast. And from there, we have grown from February of 2021 to today. We have served hundreds of thousands of people with LS. And it is my honor to be able to do that. LSSN, like I said, our mission is to provide you with easy to understand evidence-based education so that you can have a quality of life, because as we know, LS not only affects our skin, it affects all aspects of our life, whether it's the medical part, the physical part, the emotional part, the mental part, relationships, the people, our friends, family, even sometimes our jobs. You know, we've gotten emails from people who have to take breaks or, you know, go into the bathroom and spend a lot longer because they're doing emollient routines and things like that. And sometimes it's hard to talk about our condition, right? This is a very private part of our bodies. This is something that is not real easy to talk about, especially to people who ain't got no business knowing anything about us down there, right? Our bosses, sometimes our friends, our family, we may not be comfortable talking about these issues. So one of the things that we really, really wanted to focus on this year with our Holistic Healing Summit was that relationship, whether it's a professional relationship, a family or friend relationship, a romantic relationship, all of these different nuances in relationship really are affected differently with our condition. And that's something that's not really talked about, especially when you're going to the medical journals. You know, they're just all about the facts, right? Signs, symptoms, treatment, and maybe a little bit of FAQ. But that's it, right? And so as a patient organization, we can look within our own lives and say, hey, where else do we need guidance? Where else do we need this information? And so something that's been coming up a lot is different relationships. So we really wanted to focus on reconnecting and rebuilding these relationships in a healthy way and giving you the language to be able to do that. So we've really focused on three things this year with our Holistic Healing Summit: partners, caregivers, and disclosure. And so I want to go through each one to give you a little bit more in depth of what we're going to be covering inside of the Holistic Healing Summit this year. And if you want to check out the site, it is lssupportnetwork.org/WHS. Okay. Or you could just go to our website and we have all the information there for you. So let's talk about partners first. A lot of us are in relationships. A lot of us may be trying to get into relationships, so we're dating. Unfortunately, for many of us, it's really hard to talk about these things with our partners because it really does change the dynamic of the relationship. So for instance, when I first got diagnosed, I had been with my husband. It was about, let me see. It was about 5 years ago now. So we're talking about 18 years, my best friend. We talk about everything. I didn't tell him right away about my condition. I don't know. There was just kind of that, there was a fear factor there. I don't know that I really feared him rejecting me, but there was just that uncertainty. And so I didn't say anything for a while. And it really was in the back of my mind all the time, like, I should tell him. Because at that point, we had an amazing sex life. And I had shared with him some of the symptoms, but he really wasn't thinking it was a big deal. So when I got the diagnosis and I knew what it was, well, kind of knew what it was, I still didn't have the language to talk to him about it. I get emails where people are expressing the same thing. They are not sure how to talk to their partners about it. And especially when we are talking about people who are just entering dating, right? That's something that is really hard. How do you bring this up? When do you bring this up? And there's always that fear of rejection. There's always that uncomfortableness. And how do you describe this the right way? So at the Holistic Healing Summit, we are going to have mental health experts. We're going to have vulvar specialists. We're going to have pelvic floor physical therapists who are going to have sessions. They're going to help with this disclosure, with talking about this in these different scenarios. So we're going to have a session that is specifically about talking to your provider, right? That's an issue for a lot of people, getting your provider to be on board with you as a teammate and not to be the one like, oh, I have the medical degree. You don't listen to me and just do what I say. No, we need a partner in our care. We need to be part of that decision-making process, and we need to know why are these decisions being made. So we have a whole session on that, and that's going to be great for everybody, patients, caregivers, partners, because not only are partners part of our relationships, but they also can help us when we are going to providers and being that second ear, being that other voice that, hey, I don't quite get it. Can you please explain it a little bit more? Or, you know, here's a question. Because a lot of times when we're in that space, there is anxiety, right? There are our mind's not always the sharpest. And so having someone else there to be that backup is super helpful. And so this session is really for everyone. Then we're also going to have a session on talking about LS in a non-relationship. So we're talking about friends, family, work, having to talk to your boss to get accommodations, those kinds of things. And then we're also going to have a session on talking about LS in a romantic situation. So like we were talking about dating, talking to our partners and making sure that we are conveying how we're feeling, but also what we're going through in a way that our partners can understand and support us. So that is really the disclosure side of it. Then we're also going to have specifically for our caregivers, we're going to have sessions for them. So with caregiving, a lot of caregivers are parents to children with LS, or it could be a partner, or it could be a child of a parent with LS who, you know, needs to be taken care of. And so we really wanted to support our caregivers in a way that was gave them the most value. So one of the things that we're going to be doing is we're going to be having a 2-hour support meetup. And this space is going to be for all of our caregivers. They can come and talk about the things that they've found helpful, the things that they haven't found helpful, and just be able to share experiences. And so I will be there to answer any kind of LS type questions, but we also have an amazing caregiver. Her name is Grace, and her daughter has LS, and she is also a nurse. So we'll both be facilitating the space. And it's just, again, just an open space for you to share. And because a lot of people have never talked to anyone in the same situation. It's amazing how many times I've heard, you know, I've never met anyone with LS, and I'm sure caregivers probably have never met anyone who's also a caregiver for someone with LS. So like I said, that is a great session for our parents or other caregivers, nurses in nursing homes, anyone who takes care of someone with LS. Also, and again, this is also for everyone, Dr. Jill Kraft is going to be giving a talk on what is LS symptoms. We're talking about treatments. And she's also going to have a Q&A session after her presentation. And this is going to be amazing for everyone. There's so much information that is needed to know when you have LS. The beautiful thing about LS is it can be managed, especially when it is caught early. And it's important that we know how to manage it. Unfortunately, there are so many providers out there that don't give the correct information. And what ends up happening is that the condition progresses to the point where it's harder to get it under control. So if we get this information sooner rather than later, we have a much better outcome. And again, it's all about making sure you have the best quality of life with this condition. And it's possible. It is absolutely possible. So like I said, Dr. Jill Kraft's session is going to be like that LS overview. And she is our first session after our welcome session. So we are giving you that information hot and heavy right in the beginning on Monday morning. And so right from there, we're going into our other sessions, but I just want to let you know that she's got an hour and a half session. And so even if you don't come to the rest of the summit, definitely you want to come to Dr. Kraft's session. So caregiving can be stressful, right? And so we have a lot of well-being sessions, and these are good for partners and patients as well. But we really were wanting to give our caregivers a way to de-stress. It's so hard as a patient to have this condition, but it's even harder as a caregiver because you don't have that control, right? You have to walk that tight line where you are making sure that you are taking care of your patient, but you're also giving them the autonomy to take care of themselves. And when your patient doesn't want to take care of themselves, it can be even harder to, you know, want the best for them, but also not know how to give it to them. And so that can be really stressful. And so we're going to have some yoga, meditation. We're working with different mental health providers to see how else we can support you. And then we have our partners, right? Our partner relationships. It's unfortunately, but LS can lead to divorce or breakups in some relationships. And that can all be stemmed around sexual health. Sometimes people have to stop having sex because it is too painful, because it is not in the cards at that moment and the relationship falls apart. So we have sessions to help with this. We've got a pelvic floor physical therapist who's going to be talking all about sexual health from a pelvic floor perspective, because pelvic floor physical therapy is amazing. If you have LS, you should have a PT on your team, even if you're not using them right away. They are so, so important. We're also going to be talking about sexual intimacy. We're going to be talking about intimacy in a non-sexual way. I know there are people who are just so like out of, I'm not having sex. I don't want to think about sex, but you're still in a relationship, right? We still have to keep that intimacy. We still love our partners, and we still want them to be happy in this relationship as well. And so we're going to have a session that doesn't focus on sex, but it focuses on building that non-sexual intimacy. And then when you're ready, you can go into the sexual intimacy session. So we've got them separated for you. So we're still adding different sessions, but right now that is the core of what this year's Holistic Healing Summit is. We are here to help you to reconnect, to heal these relationships, to build them in a better way that can not only help you mentally and physically, but also help our network around us. Because our community is so important in our health and how we go in our journey, in our health journey. We're also going to have so many opportunities for you to talk to other attendees. So each day we're going to have 1 to 2 networking sessions, and those are going to be just 1 hour of an open room where you can go in, talk to other people, share what you've learned, share your experiences. These are unhosted spaces. Think of it as going to a conference and walking in the hall and bumping into someone and just starting a conversation about the conference. That is the feel that we wanted to go with. But not only that, you're also going to be in a private community. So this year's summit is going to be held inside of the our Mighty Network. So Mighty Network is a software that allows you to have different private communities. LSSN has one where we have our private membership. And this year, we're going to be hosting our summit in there. So that means you're going to be able to have group chats, one-on-one chats. You're going to have a forum where you'll be able to ask and answer questions. You're going to be able to have the calendar of a session so that you can pick and choose and add those to your personal calendar so you can get reminders. You're going to have the opportunity to really see who the people around you, right? There is a space where you'll be able to see who's around you in your neighborhood as far as like really in real time distance. You never know. You might make a new friend and actually be able to meet someone in real life. And I think that's going to be amazing for a lot of people to be able to have that closeness with someone who really gets it, someone who they can share that reality with. We have 3 tickets. We have a free pass, which will allow you to see all of the general sessions live for free. Then we have our value pass, which is going to give you the replays for 30 days of the general sessions. That's for people who maybe have to work or who aren't able to attend live, but definitely want to see the replays ASAP. And then we have our all access pass. Now, our all access pass, when we say all access, we really mean all access. Okay. We're talking about not only do you get the general sessions live, we also have all access sessions. So these sessions are more private Q&As. So you're talking about 45 minutes of just you and this expert. And it's a smaller group. It's not like the general sessions because it's just all access people. And we get really deep into the questions and it's really awesome. I always learn so much in our all access sessions. And then we also have some sessions that go a little bit deeper into the content. So for instance, one of our speakers is Dr. Viviana Coles. You may recognize that name from Married at First Sight. She was a sex therapist on Married at First Sight. And she is going to be doing an all access session on the 4 types of intimacy. And so we're going to go deep into what those are. It's kind of like the love languages kind of thing, but there's 4 different types of intimacy. And, you know, do you and your partner have the same type? Do you express it differently? All of those things we're going to go into. So that's really exciting for that session as well. But like I said, we're also going to have a partners meetup. And so with this meetup, we really encourage the patient and their partners to come together to this meetup and talk to other partners. And we're going to have a sex therapist facilitate and a vulvar specialist facilitate. And that's so that you can actually have real-time answers, tips, tools, and you're also going to be able to share your experiences. And you're going to also be able to talk to other people who are going through the same thing. Because even though we may have similar experiences, how we live through them and how we tackle them can be different. So back to our all access pass. Our all access pass is an amazing deal. We've taken surveys in the past and 96% of our pass holders have said that they got the value of their pass or they exceeded the value. We really do aim to give you more than the value. So here's some of the things that we get from the All Access Pass. Like I said, your exclusive sessions where we're going to dive deeper into the session, into the topic, or have those Q&As. You're going to get lifetime access to all of the session replays. And the beautiful thing about this is they are keyword searchable. So just like you can keyword search a doc, a document, you are going to be able to keyword search the whole summit. That is amazing. If you want to talk about a certain symptom, or you want to talk about, let's just say you want to talk about just treatments in general, you can type in that symptom or you can type in treatments and it will show you all of the clips where that word was said. And you can go in without having to like scan the videos. It is really like having an encyclopedia in your hands. And then you're also going to be able to get a download PDF summit guide. This guide in the past years has been more than 70 pages. It's going to give you, you know, the schedule in an easy to scan way. It's going to give you information on our speakers. And it's also going to give you extra tips and sheets, notes from our speakers about these sessions. So it really is helpful in a way to, like, if you don't have time to watch the video, that you're able to go in, read the PDF guide, and then say, okay, I want to go deeper, so I'm going to go in and watch the video. Or I want to go deeper, so I'm going to go and keyword search that video to get the information that I want at this moment. And remember, you're going to have these for life, all right? And then we've added this year a complimentary journal or branded mug. We're so excited that the beautiful logo, the Holistic Healing Summit logo, and it's 80 pages. And it comes with our little pen. So if you're in the US, you get a journal. If you are international, then you can pick a mug. I am so excited about this year's summit because we're just bringing in our outside community, right? We have our LS community, and now we want to show the love to those people who are supporting us. I definitely feel like this is an evolution, and this is actually, we were thinking about it. This doesn't only pertain to people with LS. This can help anyone that has a chronic or a pelvic condition, right? Because we are all dealing with the same issues within our relationships, within our mental health, within our just emotional health. And so community is going to be so important. Getting this information out is going to be so important. So if you are in a support group, if you are in any kind of like pelvic health, share this information with them, post about it. We have a media kit. You'll be able to find it on our website, lssupportnetwork.org/WHS, and spread the word, right? Spread the word. There is a free ticket. If, you know, people just want to test it out, you will always be able to upgrade later. But the best value right now is the all access ticket. It is so worth it. I really, really hope to see you at the Holistic Healing Summit this year. It's going to be amazing. Bye.